Iceland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Based on results from the Missouri Republican Party, ABC News reports former President Trump will win the Missouri GOP caucuses today. Idaho also holding caucuses today, while Michigan's holding a party convention to award delegates. Whatever happens today, Nikki Haley vows to stay in the race until at least Super Tuesday. The U.S. military dropping aid into the Gaza Strip today, what officials say they hope will be the first of many. 38,000 meals ready to eat. Senior Pentagon officials say more drops are planned, but William Schomburg, head of the International Committee of the Red Cross subdelegation in Gaza, says the airdrops can never meet all the needs, which are catastrophic.
The situation in Gaza tonight can only be described as catastrophic. The humanitarian needs are absolutely through the roof. Families are struggling to meet their daily needs.
This a day after at least 110 people were killed in an incident as they tried to access humanitarian aid there. This is ABC News. The biggest storm of the winter crashing into California as authorities raised blizzard warnings in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Laos in Truckee, California. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
Parts of the state at risk of being buried in up to 12 feet of snow, with authorities bracing for the worst. Winter snow warnings also in effect for other parts of Northern California and parts of Western Nevada.
And parts of Wyoming could get 2 to 4 feet of snow. For the second day in a row, Russians turning out to pay their respects to Putin critic Alexei Navalny, who died in an Arctic penal colony 2 weeks ago. A heavy police presence as the crowd lined up outside a suburban Moscow church on Friday, where Navalny's body was laid in an open casket filled with roses. More than 106 people have been detained at commemorations across the country. The CDC changing its guidance on how to respond to COVID-19 4 years after the first cases were identified here in the U.S. The agency says people who test positive no longer need to isolate for 5 days. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. A few clouds and mild for March tonight, low 44, winds will be southeast 8 to 14. Partly sunny, very breezy, with record warmth tomorrow, a small chance of sprinkles by evening, high 72. Winds will be south 15 to 25, with gusts up to 33, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, with isolated light showers possible, low 39, winds west 10 to 20, becoming northeast 5 to 15. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 3 to 6 miles per hour, and it's partly sunny and 61 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, March 2nd. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. On Friday, Julia A. Lloyd, 40, of Coon Valley, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge William M. Connolly to 6.5 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute and possesses with intent to distribute fentanyl and methamphetamine. The prison term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Lloyd pled guilty to this charge on December 18, 2023. On June 12, 2023, law enforcement officers executed a search warrant at the residence of Lloyd and her co-defendant Stanley Holt in Coon Valley. Holt was pulled over after being observed leaving the residence. Officers searched Holt and his car and found a large quantity of cash, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. Officers arrested Lloyd at the residence, where they found an additional quantities of methamphetamine and fentanyl. In total, officers seized just under 5 pounds of methamphetamine, over an ounce of fentanyl, and almost $50,000 in cash. Lloyd and Holt were later interviewed and admitted to trafficking significant quantities of methamphetamine and fentanyl. At sentencing, Judge Connolly noted that the weight of the drugs was a significant sentencing factor. On January 16, 2024, co-defendant Stanley Holt pled guilty to conspiring to distribute and possesses with intent to distribute fentanyl and methamphetamine. He is scheduled to be sentenced by Judge Connolly on April 1, 2024. The charge against Lloyd and Holt was the result of an investigation conducted by the Campbell, La Crosse, and Onalaska Police Departments, La Crosse County, and Vernon County Sheriff's Offices, and the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. The Vernon County District Attorney's Office also assisted with this investigation. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Democratic lawsuit seeking to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps. The court on Friday said it would not hear the case that was filed in January by a group of Democratic voters. Republicans had argued against the court hearing the challenge. The court in December ordered new legislative maps, and the Republican-controlled legislature passed ones drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed those into law on February 19th and urged the court to take up the congressional map challenge. Six of Wisconsin's eight congressional seats are held by Republicans. The search of a missing three-year-old Two Rivers boy has gone underground. Police there searched the city's storm sewers Thursday, trying to locate Elijah View, who hasn't been seen since his mother's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, reported him missing last week Tuesday. Vang and the missing toddler's mother, Katrina Bauer, are charged with child neglect. Two Rivers police said in a press release their officers have been following up on all tips and leads and are conducting aerial and water searches on rivers and in landfills and quarries in both urban and rural areas. River Valley School District residents are invited to a referendum informational session. Residents will see two capital referendum questions on the April 2nd ballot. An advisory task force made up of community members surveyed the community and came up with what residents felt was important for the district. In conclusion, two questions were finalized for the spring ballot. First question includes renovations to the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are urged to attend a public meeting on Monday night at 6 in the high school cafeteria to find out more about the referendum questions. Referendum information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. It's Weights and Measures Week nationwide, March 1st through the 7th, to mark the signing of the first U.S. Weights and Measures Law by President John Adams on March 2nd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Bureau of Weights and Measures has an essential role in protecting the fairness of commercial transactions in the state. In 2023, Weights and Measures staff conducted 226,832 inspections at 5,595 business locations statewide to monitor the accuracy of motor vehicle fuel pumps, commercial scales, price scanners, milk tanks, package weights, and other measuring instruments. Wisconsin gas pumps provide adequate fuel in 99.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Scales used to sell products by weight were accurate or in the customer's favor in 99.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Packaged products sold by weight were labeled accurately in 98.6% of DATCAP's inspections. Prices at checkout registers using scanners were accurate or in the customer's favor in 96.8% of DATCAP's inspections. Additionally, DATCAP tested 4,493 fuel samples for quality at the Wisconsin Weights and Measures Laboratory, 98.4 of which met minimum national standards. When DATCAP inspectors identify inaccurate measures or prices, they issue orders to be orders to retailers to correct the errors. In 2023, DATCAP issued 4,648 orders related to inaccurate measurements and prices and conducted 870 reinspections to verify that the corrections were made. In some cases, DATCAP also takes higher-level enforcement actions, resulting in outcomes such as its November 2023 settlement with Dollar General Corporation for over $850,000 after a statewide inspection effort resulted in 662 alleged violations of price accuracy laws. The annual Cabin Fever Dance to support the Lone Rock Vets role is being held today. It's going on from now until 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Music featuring the Crossfire Band is being performed until 7. Food and refreshments are available. Proceeds from the event will go to raise funds for sending more World War II to Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. on May 19th through the 22nd. Two Crows Theater will present the production of The Thin Place by Lucas Nath at Touchstone Theater on the campus of American Players Theater tonight at 6. The Thin Place is about a British middle-aged psychic and her girlfriend client who want to connect with her departed grandmother. Hilda believes that there are portals or thin places where the living come very close to whatever is beyond. Tickets for The Thin Place are still available for Sunday's performances at 1 and 6. For tickets, go to twocrowstheatercompany.org. The Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 will be closed starting Monday through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. Toma VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans with artist Blaine Hatchett on Monday at 1:30 in Building 455 Veterans Hall. Hatchett has an eclectic set list that includes many top hits from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. He will even throw in some Celtic tunes when he has his Irish on. All veterans are welcome. Volunteers are needed for the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. The dates for this year's mobile pack are April 11th through the 13th at Truvent Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The demand around the world for FMSC's meals is high now as it's ever been, and more meals are scheduled to be packed at the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack than ever. The packing schedule has been approved by FMSC and includes 7 shifts. Over 840 volunteers are needed to make this a successful event. Everyone is encouraged to start forming volunteer teams, up to 10 persons per team. Open registration begins Monday. To register, go to the direct link for the Boscobel Mobile Pack at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. WRCO News Time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
There are no vital statistics to report for this evening.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the unusual warmth that we've had most of this winter continues now into the early spring season, with temperatures running 20 to even 25 degrees above normal. Record highs are expected across the area Sunday. The record high in Richland Center Sunday is 65 degrees, set back in 1974, and right now we're forecasting highs in the low 70s. It will turn a touch cooler as we get into the early to mid part of the week, in part because of a cold front passing through by Monday. That will likely bring us some scattered light rain Monday. The current thinking is maybe a tenth of an inch or two tenths at most, trending a bit heavier just east of our area. And then behind that, dry weather conditions coming up Tuesday into Wednesday. By Thursday night and Friday, the next wave of low pressure will be sliding in from the west. Should bring us another round of showers across the region. Might be enough cool air with that one to see some snow back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, so it certainly bears watching. Here's your forecast for tonight. Just a few high clouds, mild for March, with a low at 44, southeast wind around 10. Partly sunny, breezy, with record warmth for tomorrow, high at 72. South wind 15 to 25, gusting to 33. Small chance of sprinkles by evening. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, with some isolated light showers possible, low at 39. Monday, mostly cloudy and cooler, with areas of light rain likely, high about 52. As we head into Tuesday, mixed skies, low 31, high near 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 29 degrees, high near 50. Going into Thursday, increasing clouds, low 31, high of 53. There is a small chance of some light rain late Thursday night. Friday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of rain, low about 32 with a high of 46 degrees. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the mild weather. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees after a daytime high of 62, which ties the record high set back in 1882, and our morning low was 33. Yesterday's high was 51, and we received no precipitation. As I just mentioned, our former record high was 62 in 1882, but we tied that today. Also, record low set back in 1962 was 34 below. Last year's high is 37 with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:51 and sunrise tomorrow morning and will be at 6:35. Winds are out of the southeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour. We have a barometric reading of 29.85 and we have no precipitation to report so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Sports I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
And there was plenty of area sports action going on today, mainly a lot of tournament action. And with a report on tonight's games, here's Phil Neat.
Regional Championship boys basketball games tonight in Division II. Milton plays at Mount Horeb. It's Stoughton hosting Monona Grove. Wauwatosa West is at Beaver Dam as well. In Division III games, River Valley season continues as 7th seed, playing the number 3 seed Wisconsin Dells Chiefs. That's tonight at Wisconsin Dells High School. Platteville is home against Lodi. Lakeside Lutheran hosts Turner, and Waupun is at Lake Mills. Action coming up tonight in Division 4. Mineral Point is home against Lancaster, and Belleville is at Darlington. Marshall will be hosting Poinette, and Randolph hosts Deerfield. Coming up in Division 5 this evening, Cochrane Fountain City is playing at Royal. It's River Ridge at Cashton. And the number 1 seed Potosi is taking on number 5 Ithaca, and that game is coming up tonight on the radio.
Thanks, Phil. And that game tonight will be heard right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com, as well as the Civic Media app. There was girls' action that's going on this afternoon. It was sectional finals, and the winners of today's contest advanced on to play at state. And in Division 5, Argyle Pecatonica beat Cochrane Fountain City 59-46. It was Clear Lake over Owen Withy 60-38. Cuba City in Division 4, I should say, Cuba City advances on to state as they beat Neillsville 67-52. The Prairie School beat Winnebago Lutheran 71-21. McDonald Catholic beat Fall Creek 58-38. Laconia beat Sheboygan Lutheran 69-58 to advance to state. In Division 3, Edgewood beat Waupun by a score of 57-42. It was Kettle Moraine over Catholic Memorial 47-34. Baldwin Woodville defeated Elkmound 60-43. And Xavier beat Wittenberg Burnham Wood by a score of 55-39. In Division 2, West Salem defeated McFarland 65-61. It was Wauwatosa East over Union Grove 59-44. And Notre Dame beat Menominee Dakota State by a score of 82-37. Advancing on in Division 1 is Nina by defeating Hortonville 82-72. And Hartford beat Brookfield East 70-55. Games remaining tonight that have to be played to round out the rest of the tournament. Assumption is playing against Albany Monticello. It's Pittsville against Lena. And those are in Division 5. Also in Division 2, Beaver Dam will be playing against Pewaukee. And in Division 1, Arrowhead plays Oregon. And Franklin will be taking on Muskego. And there was team high school wrestling action going on today. And of all the wrestling tournaments that were being held today, oops, sorry about that, is in Division 2 in the semifinals, Luxembourg Casco beat Kewaskum by a score of 51-13, and St. Croix Falls defeated Prairie du Chien by a score of 27-26. And in the championship game, Luxembourg Casco, well, actually, yes, Luxembourg Casco, they ended up beating St. Croix Falls by a score of 36-19. In the semifinals for Division 3, Fenimore beat Cumberland by a score of 50-21, and it was Coleman over Wyawega Fremont by a score of 36-30. And we don't have any results from that championship match between Fenimore and Coleman yet. Marcus Damask scored 31 points. Terrence Shannon Jr. added 23, and number 13 Illinois continued its recent mastery of Wisconsin by defeating the slumping Badgers 91-83. Illinois has won its last six matchups with Wisconsin. That represents the Illini's longest winning streak in the series since beating the Badgers 16 straight times from 1981 through 89. The Masks went to high school about 60 miles northeast of Madison in Waupun, and had 200 to 300 people in the stands cheering him on. Wisconsin got 20 points from Tyler Wall, 16 from Max Klusmit, 15 from Chucky Hepburn, and 13 from A.J. Storr. Former Wisconsin player and assistant coach Howard Moore received a standing ovation in his first public appearance at the Kohl Center since a 2019 car wreck that which killed his wife and daughter and left him with serious injuries. Wisconsin honored Moore's family during a ceremony before the Badgers game today. Moore made a surprise appearance as he was wheeled into midcourt by former teammate Rashard Griffith after a video tribute aired on the scoreboard. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh said the men's basketball office at the school will be renamed the Howard Moore Family Basketball Offices. And in spring training action today, the Brewers, after snapping that five-game losing streak yesterday, well, they weren't quite as successful today as they lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers 11-3. And tomorrow the Brewers will be taking on the Diamondbacks, and first pitch for that contest will be at 2:10. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com, as well as the Civic Media app, because we will be bringing you backtracking and about a half hour of Those Were the Days. And then right after Those Were the Days, we'll have that game between Ithaca and Potosi. Phil Nee will be making the call along with Henry Bray, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. And then the contest for tip-off for the contest will be at 7. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The word of the day is brought to you by Jay's Power Center Reedsburg. Welcome our guest, Phil.
Hi, Mom.
Say the first thing, Phil, that comes to your mind when I say powerful tractors.
Mahindra.
Value.
Mahindra.
Hardworking tractors.
Mahindra.
Comfortable.
Mahindra.
Fun to drive tractors.
Mahindra.
Great warranty.
Mahindra.
User-friendly Tier 4 diesel.
Mahindra.
Mahindra tractors.
It's Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Right.
What do I win?
Well, you can learn more at jayspowercenter.com.
Do I win a new Mahindra? That'd be cool. I'd really like one. What will Jay say? Oh, think what I can do. Woo-hoo!
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another Backtrack and Show on WRCO. This is Phil Neat taking you back to early March, back in the day of the backtracking era from the 70s and 80s. It was during this weekend when Stevie Wonder was presented with 5 Grammy Awards during ceremonies held at the Hollywood Palladium. He was honored for Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal, Best R&B Song, Best R&B Vocal Performance, and Best Engineered Recording as well. This one was a big winner this weekend for Stevie Wonder back in 1974. Best R&B Song of the Year at the 74 Grammys, Stevie Wonder and WRCO. Also in 1974, the top song was originally written in French and recorded as an album cut by the Kingston Trio. It was recommended by Canadian singer Terry Jacks to the Beach Boys, who did record it but declined to release it. Their decision worked out well for Terry Jacks, who sold over 11.5 million copies of the record. Number one this weekend in 1974.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
Backtracking on WRCO with Phil Nee, yours truly, and we'll have some great music throughout your entire Saturday night right here on FM 100.9. 1983, Sony, Philips, and PolyGram introduced a revolutionary new digital audio system called a compact disc that could contain up to 80 minutes of uninterrupted music. And in 1988, Paul Simon's Graceland was named Record of the Year at the 30th Annual Grammy Awards. Bring on the Night by Sting was awarded Best Pop Vocal Performance, and George Michael and Aretha Franklin won for the Best R&B Performance as well. We go back in time a little bit with the Paul Simon track, the title cut of that award-winning album, Graceland.
Thank you.
Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Empty sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, or tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Graceland, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I have a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Paul Simon on the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO as we head towards 6 o'clock.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
It was this weekend in 1975 when Olivia Newton-John was winning an award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance as well as Record of the Year at the Grammys for the song I Honestly Love You. Lovely Olivia. On the Backtracking Show, yours truly, Phil Nee, with you, and we'll have some great music until the midnight hour tonight. Those were the days kicks in after 6 o'clock. It was this weekend in 1975 when the Eagles had their first million seller and first number one. Take It Easy had made it to number 12. Witchy Woman reached number 9. Peaceful Easy Feeling hit number 22. Already Gone had stalled at number 32. The first number one. and a million seller for the Eagles was doing real well this weekend in 1975. Called The Best of My Love. Backtracking with the Eagles, who had a ton of hits in that mid-70s to 80s era. It was this weekend in 1977 when, making news, Sarah Dillon filed for divorce from her husband of 11 years, Bob Dillon. The divorce was granted in June, and she was given custody of their five children. She was the subject of such songs as Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands, Lay Lady Lay, and Sarah. And also this weekend in 1977, a gold record was being awarded for Manfred Mann, their first U.S. number one record since Doo-Wah Diddy 13 years earlier, a song written by Bruce Springsteen on the Backtrackin' Show.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Diplomat in the dumps with the mugs
a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Chance, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner.
She's gonna make it through the night.
There you have it, some hot and happening tunes during this weekend in the 70s and 80s. Yours truly, Phil Neese, saying thanks so much for joining us. Backtracking data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research of Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Penis will return next Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, 7 Central and Mountain Time on most of these stations.
W.
It's happening.
RCO.
It is time to party with the Aubrey Sound. I'm your party animal DJ, Phil Nee. And let's everybody polka. Well, okay, it is so great to see you partying, but please do not dance so close to my record table because you're making my record skip. Okay, thank you.